The Deering Banjo Company is the Cadillac of banjo makers. It's also the Chevy. The San Diego company makes banjos priced more than $50,000 and less than $400. That range has helped the family-run business survive and grow for going on 30 years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
What would make anyone buy a banjo? For Greg Deering, it was the Kingston Trio. When Deering was a teenager in the mid-1960s, his folks had a 45 of the song Tijuana Jail. But it was only when he visited a guitar-playing friend's house that he got to hear a whole Kingston Trio album.
It was like I'd died and gone to heaven. It was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen. And I'm looking at the album cover and go, I gotta get a banjo.
Deering passed a music store on his way home from school every day, and every day he'd stop to admire the $400 Vega longneck banjo like Dave Gard of the Kingston Trio played. Deering couldn't afford that, so he bought an inexpensive Harmony brand instead.
I paid like $20, $22 for it. I was a newspaper boy at the time. $20 was a month's pay, which, even though it was a cheap banjo, that was a lot of money. Both my mom and my dad thought I was nuts spending a month's pay on a banjo.
It turns out Deering has a talent for making things, as well as making music. He made his first banjo in a college shop class, and he's still making them more than three decades later as co-founder, with his wife Janet, of the Deering Banjo Company. Deering is now the nation's biggest banjo maker, which doesn't mean it's all that big. The company has 40 employees, and on a typical day, their factory in suburban San Diego turns out 26 banjos. The Deerings are always looking for ways to expand the market. They created an electric banjo and a six-string model that's easy for guitar players to pick up. One of their biggest innovations is the starter-priced Good Time banjo, which sells for less than $400.
We noticed that the market wasn't growing because people would get a banjo, and it was usually made overseas. They would get it, and it wasn't quite fretted right or wasn't built right, and they'd try to play it, and it would be hard to play, and they'd come to the conclusion that banjos are hard to play, and they'd give it up. So we thought, well, we've got to make a good quality banjo that plays like a professional banjo but is low-priced.
When we first brought it out, we promoted it heavily, and the pros would come to our display, and they'd treat it like it's a toy, and they'd strum it, and this wonderful sound would come out of it, and they'd go, how'd you do that?
In order to deliver that sound and keep the price down, Greg Deering re-engineered the banjo from tuning pegs to tailpiece, stripping away whatever he could without sacrificing sound or easy playability. The Good Time banjo now accounts for half of Deering's annual sales of $3.6 million. Grammy winner John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band wishes he'd had a good time when he was starting out.
It's one of the best learning instruments. It sounds like a banjo. It's a great sit-around-the-house living room banjo or play along with somebody, you know, one or two people. It's the perfect traveling thing to take with you. I sound like I'm doing an ad for Deering, but you can't help but do that if you've played one.
No matter how good Deering banjos sound, though, or how easy they are to play, the company is largely at the mercy of trends in popular music. The platinum-selling Dixie Chicks helped revive the banjo in Nashville over the resistance of some producers, as did the success of the O Brother, Where Art Thou movie soundtrack. But not every Hollywood banjo means a payoff for Deering's bottom line.
Cold Mountain came out, what, a year ago, a year and a half ago? That's got a banjo in it. Banjo player, but it didn't have much of an effect on the market. You know, the banjo player was a real dumb guy that got shot for playing the banjo.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Banjo makers are always asking themselves when the next deliverance will come along with dueling banjos to deliver more customers. In the meantime, the Deerings are happy to be making music and money on their own terms.
If you really want to do it, you find a way. So we, you know, had to chickens and collected eggs and grew a garden and ate a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And, you know, at the hardest times, I'd think, well, you know, this is really tough. I could do so much easier, just go get a job. But I'd look at it and go, adversity, you know, as you overcome adversity, you develop character. And I'm going to be one old lady with a lot of character.
And remember that Vega banjo that Greg Deering coveted from the Kingston Trio album but couldn't afford as a teenager? A few years ago, Deering bought the Vega name. And when the first Vega 2 was produced in Deering's factory, guess who got to keep it? Scott Horsley, NPR News.